Tribute. Rex by Louise Vale.
Okay, 10 minutes. Morning reports. E1, no issues. E2, refused breakfast, second day running. E3, refused to slop out. E4, no issues. E5, vacant. Cell being cleaned. Strange to see it empty after all this time. 12 years. No Rex. They're sending him for post-mortem, so it'll be a while. Not that anyone cares. No family left. His mum collapsed during his trial. It was too much for her to sit through. 4 months of it. She was a single parent. She did her best, but it wasn't enough. It says in his records he ran away from home for the first time, age 5. He just kept running. After 3 days, they found him miles away, in a garden shed on an allotment. He'd eaten some of the veg. Even then, he had a good survival sense. Seems he was always trouble. His teachers couldn't do anything with him. He never settled down. He went to two of the best public schools, Rochester and Feltham. Some people come out of those places and go straight. They have jobs and relationships and kids. They stay out of trouble. But people who don't know, they seem just like anyone else. Rex never got that. He had the chance of a decent life. He was smart, a good-looking boy. A bit flash, always had an earring. He checked his hair in the mirror and he always wanted his uniform spotless. And he was clever. I saw him watching Pointless Celebrities and he usually seemed to know more than they did. But he didn't use his brain in the right way. He was a career criminal. At first it was all drugs related. Theft, supply, assault. But that was nothing compared to what he did to Mel and the child. That was unforgivable. He charmed her enough to get her to live with him under the same roof. She had his baby. A 3-week-old daughter. They were hardly home from the hospital. His mum wasn't the only one who found the case too much. Two of the jurors had to be excused. The judge restricted reporting. In all the time I knew him, he never talked about it. He never admitted guilt or showed any signs of remorse. He was just doing time, waiting it out, wasting it, willing it to come to an end. Lots of things he didn't do. Conform, take part in educational programs, work in the kitchen, play dominoes, sweep up in the hall. He wouldn't do any of that. One day he did take the dishes back to the kitchen, but only so he could empty the fridge while no one was looking. He saw himself as a businessman, a very successful one, the Lord Sugar of Block E. Most of all, he was angry with himself and everyone around him. There was that time he ran against the canteen door. Not just the door, but the whole door frame had to be replaced.
He was a big lad, and a big angry lad can do a lot of damage in a small space.
Paul McKinnon was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Rex's cellmate. Poor bloke. No one saw what happened, but it must have been a hell of a crack. The force of it. When I went in, Paul was lying on the floor unconscious. It was obvious he was badly injured. All I could think of was getting him out of there in one piece. He finished his sentence in hospital. Literally a broken man. After that, Rex was in solitary. First he was sent for assessment, then given a new rating. I thought he'd be okay in solitary. But it does bad things to people. And we still have to deal with them every day. At first he seemed better, or quieter anyway. Maybe the reassessment made him think twice. He knew he was under observation and he could be sent somewhere with a harsher regime. The quiet phase didn't last long, though. The bravado came back after a few weeks. Even in solitary, somehow you knew he'd find a way to score. It was part of his downfall. Part of the story. He told a good one. His voice had the power of conviction. We never knew what to believe. It was hard to disprove his version of events. If he said Santa Claus had come down the corridor and put the cocaine in his hand, people would believe it. Anyway. Drug overdose, looks like. Heroin. Instead of trading it, he took it. Overnight. Usual story. No one knows anything. No evidence except the needles, not even a phone. The only time he was out of his cell was for exercise on his own in the yard, but somehow he got hold of it and it did the job. I wonder if he really meant to do it. You could make sense of it. He wasn't about to do life, not Rex. He wouldn't submit to authority. He'd always got a better idea. He wanted to be the one in charge. Quite a lot of the others thought he was the one in charge. In a way, he's got what he wanted. No cell, no prison van anymore. He's on his last journey now. Finally free. He fixed it. I won't forget him. The way he'd argue non-stop. His look. All the people he hurt along the way. Mel and her daughter. His mum. Paul McKinnon. And the way he died. Still, it's over for him and for us. Hard to imagine him resting in peace. Not his style, really. There's nothing any of us can do about it now. Rest in peace, Rex, if you can.